WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
It's me, it's me. It's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
I come with glad tidings.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Oh, warm light for all mankind.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Why the hell should I take orders from you?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Living legend who kind of lives up to the legend.
The Omega.
A man with breathtaking anger management issues.
Heartbreak Mike.
At this point, I doubt anything would surprise me.
$10 says you're wrong.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Do I look to be in a gaming mood?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're dealing with forces you can't control.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
The humans think us immortal.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is Becky Baylor.
You're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
You are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
You have no idea what you're dealing with.
Shakespeare in the Park? Is everything a joke to you?
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is the week of the greatest Royal Rumble. And this is going to be interesting here to begin the show.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, like, we get to actually, you know, digest a show for once and maybe give it a second viewing before actually reviewing it. That's unique.
Will, sir, I've watched most of it twice.
Yeah, as did I. However, you might have noticed the dais is quiet this evening.
They're still
about that.
They're digesting.
They're digesting somewhere. They're off digesting. So I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, nobody!
All right, so I'm going to go mute, and he'll be here talking solo.
Yeah, oh God, no. Dear God, no. So Heartbreak Mike is stuck in traffic somewhere. Tim has Tim is giving birth right now. I don't know where he is.
He's sleeping.
Okay, he's sleeping somewhere.
As of 9:28 Eastern, he was going to bed.
Doesn't mean he's sleeping.
Okay, he's in bed. He's sick. So if you're in the area, go bring him chicken noodle soup.
Yes, just bust down the window, throw it in.
And run. It's like if you have a grenade launcher, just shoot it right in.
Yeah.
Take an axe and pickaxe down his window and you'll be good.
Can't tell what's on your mind at all.
No, nothing.
So yeah, Friday we had the Greatest Royal Rumble, the pay-per-view that aired at noon if you're Eastern Standard Time in the United States.
So legit, I finished editing the rag 90% through the pre-show. It was over. Like, I can't, there's no break. Oh, I have a pay-per-view to watch now. Okay.
It's weird. It's weird watching John Cena and Triple H have a match while I'm eating lunch.
Right? So, one of our listeners, Michael Peterson from Sweden, right? Yeah, him. Mm-hmm. He was like, it's so great watching a show this early, because, you know, he would be like 2 in the morning when he's normally watching a WWE show.
Right.
So it's like he's watching a show in the early evening. It's like, great for them.
Yeah, so this is a unique experience for everybody all around.
I feel bad for the people on the West Coast. Oh, gosh.
Ooh, yeah.
It's 9 a.m.
You had to go to work during the pre-show.
But we're here to talk about that show, and you mentioned Triple H and John Cena.
Yeah.
I would say that was probably maybe one of the best matches on the show.
I mean, it was. I mean, John Cena and Triple H was, but you'd expect that out of those two men.
You would.
And then it's a fine match. I'm not gonna say anything like harsh against, you know, really any of the matches here, but this felt a little bit by the numbers.
Oh, they did nothing, but they did nothing spectacularly.
Yeah, it's an amazing nothing. It's a well-performed nothing. Now, granted, for the crowd, Saudi Arabia has never seen a WWE show live. It's pretty much what you want. You want a John Cena match that looks like a John Cena match.
Yeah, you got a heel versus a babyface. By the way, props to the production people for putting a video package together like they were doing a feud.
Yes.
When there was no feud.
Yeah, but absolutely nothing to go on. It kind of reminded me of when they were doing like promo packages for two people from two different eras as if they were having a feud.
Yeah. Oh, what was that game? All-Stars, I think it was? I think it was All-Stars. Maybe. I think that's the video game where they just came together and spliced video packages of Fantasy Warfare matchups. It's great.
Yeah.
But
no.
Go ahead.
The match itself is fine. Like I said, it fell a little by the numbers. Triple H, there was a few moments where it looked like he was just kind of going through the motions.
And Cena's trying to be safe because he's a movie star, so he didn't want to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H was
working rougher with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, but they came out of it with maybe a slight botch, but that's about it. That spinebuster was not sort of a spinebuster. He sort of just
no. This just kind of barely caught Cena's legs.
It was sort of like the springboard stunner. He didn't quite get all of it.
I don't think he got all of that.
Yeah. So, LOL Cena win.
As you would expect.
You would expect that. But they were smart. Like, they mentioned they asked to be first, because the reason they wanted to be first was they got the hottest crowd. And boy, were they loud for this match.
Oh, well, yeah. You got two of the biggest stars in the company. They're starting it right when everybody's energy has not been expended by a five-hour show yet.
Fact. Then you had Cedric Alexander Kalisto. Not the same reaction.
No, not at all. A crowd who genuinely wondered who these two people were.
A lot of people probably did. They're like, oh, Kalisto still works here? I haven't seen him forever. I forget which brand he's on. Legit.
Who's this?
Which brand is he on?
205 Live.
Okay. He's no longer on either Raw or SmackDown, so yeah.
Yeah, I remember that was the plot twist to the Enzo Amore nobody's allowed to touch me storyline.
Right.
I was like, hey, he wasn't in the division then, ha ha.
Ha ha, yeah. What do you think of the match?
I mean, it's a decent match for the cruiserweights. I mean, they got to do a little bit of flying, which is what I like to see anyway. You know, Kalisto's, for as little as I have seen him lately, he doesn't seem to have lost much.
No, he's tagging with Metalik and what is the other masked wrestler's name? Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. It's Metalik and someone else. Anyone know? Intern, you're listening.
Dorado.
Dorado, there you go. There you go.
Say Dorado.
Yeah, they're the Lucha House Party on 205 Live. They've been feuding with Hideo Itami and Akira Tozawa. See, I know
we're drawing racial lines. Okay.
I know some things. Thanks, Brent. He did throw the name at me. Thank you. Yeah, the one move I remember mostly from the match was the seated Spanish fly. It was good. Mm-hmm. But as always, Cedric retains. No surprise.
No. Like, I didn't expect anything to really happen on this show. It's overseas. This is, you know, a glorified special event, you know, that wasn't in the usual plan. This feels like alternate universe WWE. Like, this is like an alternate timeline almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is just a little side thing. This is just the appendix of the year. It's not going to do anything.
See, they used to do these shows way back in the day, in the late 90s, when they would go over to the UK and do those one-night-only shows.
Yeah.
That's what this show sort of was, but really, really long.
Really, really long.
Because those shows sort of had a storyline impact, but really didn't have a storyline impact, and they were basically ignored for the most part. But there were moments that happened that were referenced, but not really. So yeah, Cedric, you're still your Cruiserweight champion. We'll see who he faces next. But we were guaranteed one new champion on the show, and it happened in our next match. The Leaders of Worlds, Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt versus Cesaro and Sheamus, The Bar.
You know what? I don't mind the team name.
If it's The Leaders, I'm fine with it. But on Raw, they were saying The Leader of Worlds. I'd rather be The Leaders. That makes more sense.
I suppose two guys can be one deleter.
I suppose.
I mean, if... On the other side, Cesaro and Sheamus are one bar.
Yeah, I suppose. What do you think of the match?
It's not bad. Like, For as many singles matches as they've had, I'm happy that Bray and Matt seem to have enough chemistry to make a team work.
Week by week, they're coming together as a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing better double team moves. I'm happy the Sister Abigail into the Twist of Fate is gone.
Yeah, 'cause
it literally made no sense how that move was any better.
Basically, that was a ripoff of the Sister Abigail RKO spot they were doing.
Yeah,
which was awful too, because it's the same move.
It was the same move, but at least with an RKO, it's faster, so it looks like you're feeding him into it.
Yeah, and Bray is learning the hot tag. He's coming off as a good babyface hot tag now,
mm-hmm.
which is what you want to see.
Yeah, and I see him working the crowd a lot more too while he's waiting on the ring apron,
which is good. It's like they need this out of him. They need a good babyface team on Raw, and I think this could be it.
Yeah, it really could be. Like even if this is just like a stopgap for Bray Wyatt, just kind of freshen his character up a little bit. It's I don't know, kind of endearing right now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Lindsay. It kind of is.
It has a focus.
Mm-hmm.
They have a direction. They know where they want to go with these guys, sort of. So it's like, all right, we're good. We know they have a spot. Let's get to it, see what they do.
Right.
If it doesn't work, they break them up. If it works, they're the bar. Because we all thought by WrestleMania 33, the bar would have been broken up. Here we are past WrestleMania 34.
And
they're still together.
Going strong.
Going strong.
Yeah, no, I'm actually happy that this team did go over on the bars, considering the whole point of their storyline is the bar's beaten everybody.
Yeah.
So you actually do lend that credibility over to your new champions.
Right, and it was whatever happened at WrestleMania's stopgap with Braun and Nicholas, which they have a t-shirt on WWEshop.com now.
Of course they do.
Hopefully all the funds go to the kids' college fund. That would be great. But yeah, it was the right team won, and there you have it.
Not done with the Hardys, though.
No. No. United States titles on the line. Jeff Hardy, Jinder Mahal. So...
I didn't realize that the Whisper in the Wind had splash damage.
It apparently does.
Oh my god.
I don't know what was worse. Him selling it late, or the announcers
trying to...
sell it.
God bless Corey Graves for trying to make some sense of that. Like maybe the impact buckled his knees.
Jinder. If the move misses, don't sell it.
Someone showed me a GIF that was a spot with the Great Khali and Jeff pulling the same move and exact same thing. Khali's out of position. Jeff completely whiffs, and Khali still goes down.
So
maybe that's just what they train in India? I don't know.
Not sure. Not sure. This match was short. Wasn't that great.
Oh, well, Jinder was there.
And Jeff is still your U.S. champion?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to add on that one?
Nope.
Legend Brothers versus the Usos for the SmackDown Tag Team titles.
Short championship match reigns continue.
They got 5 minutes.
That's more than most get out of the Bludgeons. To their credit, they held on for 5 minutes.
Yeah. At some point, I want to see an extended match with these four because we know they can deliver.
Oh, yeah.
But we know the gimmick of the Bludgeon. They're not out there long.
No, it's...
They get the job done.
They break shit. The Bludgeon Brothers are, like, literally... Like, they are the physical incarnation of the finale of a Gallagher act. It is just shit getting smashed with big hammers.
Pretty much.
It just happens the Usos happen to be watermelons.
So glad Tim's not here tonight. Anyway. Because I just know where it would go. Anyway, anything else to add to the match?
Well, not especially. I think we might have a mic incoming, so if we want to...
We're good, we're getting there. By the way, you're tuned into WTR Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live on Periscope and on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio. We're up, we're streaming. Hope you're all having a fun time listening to us. We should be joined by the Heartbreak Mike here... some point, as we get to our next matchup. Intercontinental Championships on the line. Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, and The Miz. This was pretty good.
This might be my favorite match of the night.
I could see that.
Yeah, I had fun with this one. Of course, it's a ladder match, so easy to have fun.
Very easy to have fun. It is very easy to have fun. And the one thing you notice in this one, these are not the WWE ladders.
Nope.
These are the straight up, real legit ladders.
We actually had to go to a store locally to get these.
Because WWE ladders, when you place them somewhere, they usually stay upright. They usually lean properly.
Mm-hmm.
There was one spot where Joe lined it up in the corner, and it started to fall down, and whoever was on the ground, it's either Rollins or Balor, had to quickly move before it smashed them in the head.
They caught that.
And then Joe, the pro, improvises and just slams whoever the other guy was, because either Balor or Rollins, can't remember which, just slammed them right on the ladder, and you knew that hurt.
Yeah.
Like, you legit knew that hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think it was Balor that took a slam to the ladder, like, right on his tailbone.
Yeah, that might have been the fight, yeah.
He looked like he was in agony.
Yeah, no give. No give on these ladders. Straight metal. So, yeah, this was fun.
Yeah, ladder matches tend to be fun, but these are the right four guys for a ladder match, too.
Oh, yeah, because you had four different styles, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which made it really unique. Actually, very exciting to watch. But that finish.
I love the finish. It's like, when does that ever work?
It never really does.
It's like, you see people jump onto ladders a lot, but it still gets, they still get knocked off, or someone drags them down, or they get punched off, or whatever. It never really does anything. It doesn't lead to anything. It's just like a quick little pop the crowd moment.
Mm-hmm. But this actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rollins leaped onto the ladder, stole the bell away from Finn, who stood there for a moment going, what's going on?
Oh, the finish made me feel bad for Finn.
It did.
So close.
Yeah, so close. Yet so far, and unfortunate for him, when Rollins stole the belt from him, it smacked him right in the face.
Yeah, ooh.
And busted him wide open.
Yeah, that bled fast.
Oh, yes it did. Yes, it totally did. It's like, you feel really bad for him, because it's like, he's crying blood now.
Yeah.
Tears of blood for Finn Balor.
So, you were that's how close he was. He just starts crying the blood.
Yeah, sad. So sad. So yes, Seth Rollins is still your Intercontinental Champion. Joining us now, Heartbreak Mike.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Sorry about that. That's the last time I'm ever doing some crap like that. Stupid job. The greatest Royal Rumble.
So we were just talking about the Intercontinental Championship ladder match. What were your thoughts on that match?
From what I gathered, it for it to be a good cross promotion, pretty good. And you actually had the right people to partake in it. You had the right combatants, with the right chemistry. And with that, you were going to get a beautiful, I can't even say classic, but beautiful ladder match. Does it beat the one at WrestleMania? Yes. Because you had better combatants now, but hey. But I would give it a B+.
We move on to the WWE Championship match.
Now, do we want to give him a chance to backtrack? Any thoughts he had
anything
the undercard?
The undercard, yeah. Go ahead. Anything else from the undercard?
I mean, Cedric Alexander, I'm glad you retained it. Keeping the black folks alive. We talked about tag team titles, right?
That, yes.
Yeah.
Holy crap. This is a thing. Now, the thing about Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, I never imagined, you know, previous a while ago, you were, what was it, a couple years ago where we were talking about those two having Twitter beef? And now look at them. Together, tag team, and then tag team champions.
Oh, they're two psychos meant to go together.
True, but I never thought that, wow, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the creative's genius mind decided, hey, let's put these two together. And just see the beautiful chemistry. I mean, truth be told, I mean, do they have competition coming up? Yes. But character-wise, I don't know. Because all the character, all the wrestlers, all the tag teams with the characters are kind of on SmackDown.
Well, we got Ascension in the trade, and we got Breezango. There's some rebuilding to do, but they have
a
character.
A lot of rebuilding.
But you have great wrestling competition for them.
True.
In terms of Ziggler and McIntyre and Owens and Zayn.
True. We'll just see how this all turns out. Truth be told. We'll see how it all turns out. United States Championship. I mean, yeah. Jeff Hardy retaining. Cool. Congratulations, Jeff. You are the true Grand Slam winner. You are the true Grand Slam.
How do you like that spot where he knocked over Mahal with the force?
Botchfest. I think this was Botchamania.
Oh, it's already on Botchamania.
Jeez Louise. But all in all, I really think that this whole entire pay-per-view, some of the finishes were just Vince's finger, like Vince's middle finger saying, oh, we can't have women here? Here you go.
No. No.
No?
No.
Okay.
These were house show finishes.
Easy. Oh, God.
That's what these were. That's exactly what these were. Speaking of house show finishes, when you don't want anyone to go over, but send the crowd home happy, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE Championship.
Now, if this wasn't in your house, Shawn Michaels, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, I don't know what it was.
Better than their Mania match.
It's sad because Nakamura and AJ, they have like levels of each other. It's like, all right, cool, WrestleMania. Let's see how we can, like, I think they're testing the waters in the WWE of what they can and cannot do. Because as you know, Omega, compared to WWE and New Japan, it's a whole lot that you can and cannot do.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not that in their case. Shinsuke is 4 years older than he was when he fought AJ in New Japan.
True. But at the also, with the strong style and everything, it's like you can't do that in WWE. You can't wrestle. You got to entertain. You can't, instead of just, you know, the con artists just low blowing people just cause, you know. But I mean, it's hilarious when he's like, I do not speak English. I love it.
Yeah, after speaking the best English he's spoken since he got there.
And NXT don't count. But yeah. You know, it was a really good house show match.
What do you think, Omega?
That's the way to refer to it. Like, this was better than their Mania match. I was at least more invested in it. That might just be because of heel Nakamura and new J-Rock song.
God, that song just cranks.
I mean, it's such a good call, just because it makes it a bad guy version of the same theme.
Yeah,
the theme is too over for him. And for him to be a bad guy with it.
Well, when he first debuted, it was you know.
Well, it's you go to watch like WWE's music videos that they post on YouTube now. It's the most viewed by far.
Yeah, because everyone wants to download that. I mean, I downloaded it too, but, you know, that's not the point. But yeah, it fits. Right now, it fits Shinsuke.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
But the match itself is, you know, what I expected. They turned it up a little bit from WrestleMania, and, you know, they're not going to end the feud here, obviously.
Now the question is, Backlash. Ugh.
We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll do that next segment. But it ends in a double countout. No. No one gets over. AJ walks out still the champion. See what happens at Backlash. Up next, The Undertaker versus Rusev in a casket match. Oh my god.
They gave Rusev a better match with Taker than Cena. Oh my god. Granted, at WrestleMania, they had no idea if Taker was going to fall apart. So I guess here they're a little bit more confident. You know, they let him do like, you know, the outside leg drop and all these moves.
Yeah.
And they let him take moves. Rusev got offense in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was happy for this match. Like, more to the point, like, I was happy for, like, the people Undertaker was against here, because these are the two kind of guys who would usually never have the chance to wrestle The Undertaker. And you know everyone in the locker room wishes they could.
Yeah.
I think Aiden English on Twitter afterwards said, like, he to paraphrase, he was geeking out that he got to be put in a casket by Undertaker, which I would too.
Yeah, like, if you've got put in a casket by The Undertaker, congratulations, you made it.
Mm-hmm.
Only a few people have been put in a casket by The Undertaker. And that list is very small. Consider yourself complete.
Yeah. Let me be like a guy like Aiden. Like, I had to double check the dates. He wasn't born when Mark Calloway started wrestling.
Nope.
Like, he knows no world that does not have The Undertaker in it. So, yeah, to get to mix it up with the dead man when it's, you know, when you have no chance of fighting him at Mania.
Yeah. When you get that, it's not even just him fighting a Mania. When you get a program with The Undertaker, you've made it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've had a better match than Cena, congratulations, you made it.
So, The Undertaker defeats Rusev in the casket match to no one's surprise. He looked good.
No.
He did. He looked good.
Healthy. Keywords healthy.
Yeah, you're right.
His hips are good.
His hips are
now.
Good.
Like, for now.
You still see him gassed a few parts because, you know, he doesn't do this as often as he used to, but.
What
yeah.
is he, like 50 something?
53?
53 now.
Is he the oldest one wrestler right now?
Active in WWE?
Active, yeah.
Active, yes.
In WWE, yes.
So it's him, yeah, then it's.
There's Terry Funk's out there somewhere.
We're not gonna.
It's you. Undertaker, then Kane.
So it's Undertaker, Kane, Goldust.
Is it Goldust or is it Hunter?
No. Goldust, I thought predates Hunter.
Yeah, Goldust predates Hunter. Then it's Hunter.
No, you're saying oldest. I was going by age, not longevity.
Well, I am going by age. What?
See, wait. Okay, that's AAA, which is okay. 48.
Yeah, Goldust is 49. All right, so he has a year on him. Okay.
Still works.
So it's Undertaker, Kane, R-Truth.
Angle's up there with 49.
Kurt's up there.
So it's a tie, cause, Truth is 50.
He's 50. Okay.
Our wow. Truth is 50.
That is something you don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't even think of that.
Let me double check.
Would make sense that he's 50 years old. So.
Oops.
Is he not 50?
He's 46. My bad.
At the WTR Oreo. Anything else to add to the casket match?
Congratulations, Aiden and Rusev. You got it.
Good showing.
Universal yes. Championships on the line. Inside the steel cage. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. All right, Mike, go.
So, for this match, granted, it was a nice little concept. You know, everyone was probably talking about, hey, maybe we're going to see Roman win, or maybe we're going to see Brock lose. First of all, Roman got no booze.
That you heard.
That we heard, or, you know, WWE Network didn't, yeah.
They kind of lowered the crowd on him a little bit. I'm just saying.
They didn't lower the crowd for Cena. He wrestled.
They didn't wrestle.
Ish.
No, they did not wrestle. Suplex, okay. Superman punch. Suplex, okay. Superman yes. punch. That is okay. all they did. Oh, yeah. Spears and F5s.
It was a finisher-only match.
Signature finisher, yeah.
Signature finishers, blah, 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 blah. Ego. It was an ego match. Put it like that. For that to go around, you would think that, okay, Brock's leaving. Now, they go ahead and continue that 1, 2, 3. Brock is on the ropes and the spear off the cage. This is how we end it.
I want to throw this at you guys. Think logically working in a ring and physics. Big man yeah. up against a cage with another man running full steam ahead. I don't know. Cage will probably break. Why, as a person who's trying to win, would you send your opponent out of the cage? Logic makes none of it. None. No sense.
Especially when Roman makes a career out of putting people through the barricade outside. You kind of expect that he would do this.
You would expect it to crash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we got a crash, well, you though, do right? And we got a crash.
We did.
Yeah, like... Pop the crowd.
You know? I mean, hey, you got a crowd pop. Congratulations. How long has it been since you've had a crowd pop?
You got a crowd pop and a botch.
Yeah.
Thank you, announcers, for saying Brock's feet hit the floor first when they were clearly elevated by the cage wall.
Corey Graves.
The script said Brock's feet hit first. Then
we're going to go by the script then, if that's the case.
Then they saw what happened. And people in their ear going, well, you gotta make up this excuse because it didn't happen and we're not putting the belt on Roman, so this is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause I've seen people crawl out of the cage door and get pretty far onto the floor.
Yep.
But their feet, both feet didn't touch, so they got dragged back in without winning.
Yeah.
I would argue, since his feet were propped up by the steel cage, Brock was not any farther out than those people were.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool spot in theory, but a little sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brock is still your Universal Champion.
But.
And is only 42 days away from being the longest reigning WWE Champion in the modern era. Eliminating someone from a record book. I don't know who, but someone. Just saying. What else do you have to add about this match, Omega?
Someone take WWE's Game Shark and just completely delete the code for infinite finishers. That's it. I'm done.
That's all they know how to do. That's the match they know how to do.
Got enough of that with Goldberg.
Oh, God.
So, Money in the Bank, a rematch, probably?
We'll see.
Because they have to go to it again, don't they?
We'll see.
I mean, the footage shows Roman winning, so they have to go to it again.
You know, like I said, we'll see how this goes.
Even though no one wants it, but they'll go to it again.
Yeah.
50 men traveled all the way over to Saudi Arabia for the Royal Rumble. We're not going to go person by person. Throw out some notables from this matchup.
Titus, you had one job.
I was going to
go down the list. I was going to throw out notables.
Sorry.
See, you were ready, but you jumped ahead of yourself and you slid right in. And anyway.
One job. You're already like a meme for the month, dude.
No. That's Shockmaster levels. That's his career.
Yeah.
He's done.
That's your career, bro.
He's done.
The fact that people have put the mask on him in the GIF. They've animated the mask on him doing the slide is tremendous.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sorry. You are Titus World Slide for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Congratulations, bro.
And was it Wrestling Memes Omega that put out the picture?
Probably.
Of the passing of the torch.
The two action figures.
That was great.
And WWE were dicks for that.
No. Vince McMahon is a dick for that.
Notable names in this matchup include Mike Kanellis being in there. Then Hiroki Sumi was in the match.
Who? He took longer to get to the ring than he was actually in the match for.
It was good to see Daniel Bryan.
We'll get to him.
Okay.
We're talking noteworthy names here.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, we'll get to him because
haven't gone to Tucker Knight yet.
Tucker Knight. We'll get to him. Before we get to them, you have Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, the Kofi Rumble spot.
Roderick Strong.
He's in there. We'll get to him.
Sorry.
The New Day spot. The New Day Kofi spot. Trying to keep Kofi in the ring.
Mm-hmm. And Xavier running down the aisle, blowing the trombone.
Mm-hmm.
But Francesca, the one female allowed on the show.
Yeah, Hornswoggle in this matchup.
We got a big pop!
A big pop.
Because they probably remember him from his great angles with the great Kali, who was also in this matchup.
He got a bigger pop!
And he took forever, ever to get to the ring.
The great Kali.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hornswoggle lasted longer than the Great Kali.
Yeah, Hornswoggle lasted a minute, Kali lasted 30 seconds.
And Horny got an elimination.
And Horny got an elimination.
So, I have to ask a question, because when I watched it, I didn't think Hornswoggle got eliminated properly.
It didn't look, like, on my second viewing I noticed that. Like, I didn't see him go over the top rope at any point.
He went underneath the bottom rope, he climbed to the top, but that's not going over the top rope.
Yeah.
So technically...
He's never technically back in the ring.
Hornswoggle's the winner, technically.
Technically, still legal in the match.
So technically the winner. Elias...
See, if Braun Strowman left the ring by going over the top rope like he typically does, that does mean Hornswoggle won.
He did, because that's how he gets in the ring. Yeah, he did. So, Elias shined in this one.
They put him over huge in this match.
Who was it?
Elias.
Elias is getting up there, man. He's getting recognized.
Yeah, and Michael Cole's got the biggest man crush on him right now.
Which, you know, last time Cole had a man crush... That dude went to the main event of WrestleMania. So, who knows? Elias world champion in the main event of WrestleMania next year.
Hey. Could be anything can happen in the WWE now.
Tucker Knight, as Omega mentioned.
Yeah.
They weren't sure whether it was Fandango or Tyler Breeze coming to the ring, even though you really could tell, one by the music, and so on and so forth. The announcing in this rumble was just interesting. Rey Mysterio was involved.
Now, he wasn't injured. It was good to see Ray.
Ray is always good to see.
Good to see he's on his Royal Rumble contract. See him next year. Roderick Strong, as you mentioned, was in this matchup.
Yeah. Mark Henry.
Mark Henry was in there.
Mark Henry, yep.
He squared off against the Hiroki Sumi.
Booby Lashley.
We'll get to Lashley in a second. Baba Tunde,
who I seriously thought was Brodus Clay for a minute.
We all did.
Dan Matha, big guys, all big guys in this matchup.
All the D-list of NXT got brought in. I don't know why.
Because they were overseas training people. That's why Strong was there. That's why Tucker Knight was there. At least I know those two. Cause they were out there because they ran some camps during the
week. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So they were running some camps. Which is why there was the angle with the four people in the ring, or maybe we'll get to.
The only thing noteworthy was bringing in the Daivari brothers just to be racist heels.
Yeah, so that covers that. Now, Mike, you mentioned Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
He got involved in this matchup.
He did.
His chest.
Dear God.
His chest. Well, it was a bit red.
Did you see the meme going around that was him laying in the corner with the flayed chest, him exhausted, arms around the bottom ropes, and it just said, "The Passion of the Christ."
Huh, that's funny.
Seriously, looked that way.
It did. Oh, it did.
But yeah, Roderick, lay off a little.
Nah, Roderick
we
was
We just
like,
got him back.
Roddy was like, oh my gosh, it's so good to see you again. Yeah, it's good to see you too. What do you want me to do? Just chop me.
Yeah, but no, mentioning Daniel Bryan, he got to interact with Kurt Angle.
Okay.
That's fun.
This is what pissed me off, because as a fan, I feel bad because I was yelling at the TV because I wanted who was it, Dolph and them? Yeah, I wanted them to move. Like, move. I want to watch this. Let me see how they do. You know, so there was a little mishap, but it was great.
Bryan also got to interact with Chad Gable. I need more of that.
This match was basically set up just so Bryan could get a refresher on the current roster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you get to practice all your moves in this match, Bryan, and you get to see a little bit of how everybody works.
And when you come back, make a list.
So he interacted with a bunch of people. It was cool to see. He set the record for longest time in the Rumble, an hour and 16 minutes.
Which is so weird. Like, you go from, like, you have to take a concussion test every time you get done with a match so we can make sure you're not going to break or anything. And then now tonight it's like, we need you to wrestle for an hour and 16 minutes. Could you get on that?
That's it.
And his cardio was strong.
Oh, yeah. Like, hour in, still throwing, you know, still throwing those full speed drop kicks. Like, I'm sure he's been training like a fiend.
All right, Bobby Lashley was in this matchup. Him and Big Cass should not work together. I mean, that brain buster was certainly something.
Yes, that sure was supposed to be a brain buster.
He didn't quite get all of it.
We don't have to worry, they're on opposite brands.
Yeah. Kevin Owens ran into his nightmares of Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon.
Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon, and Chris Jericho.
God bless Jericho. He got a new scarf.
Which Cole thought was a jacket.
Mm-hmm. It was not actually a new scarf. It was his Mania 33 scarf. Yeah, the one where it went to Kevin Owens. Jericho was in
there.
There was a lot of Jericho. More than we've ever seen.
It was a whole lot of Jericho.
That's the best way to put that. There was a lot of Jericho.
You just, what happened to the DDP yoga? Just saying.
Rockstar life. And in the end, we set a new record. Roman Reigns is not the holder of most eliminations in a Royal Rumble. That one belongs to Braun Strowman, eliminating 13 people in this matchup. And he is your winner. Also, Shane McMahon died for everyone's sins.
Well, that means he showed up.
Yeah.
Like, the announce table beside there, anytime Shane is out there, just needs to have a big target on it. Mm-hmm. Big bullseye laying right on top.
So he gets a trophy. He got a championship.
Really ugly one, yes.
And, yeah, Braun's your winner.
Yay.
50 is a lot.
Right.
50 is a lot. He, also knocks somebody else out of the record books now that he has won the largest Royal Rumble ever.
Yeah, he did. He did. Overall thoughts, Mike, on the show?
I liked it. Thank you for giving Braun something. Now just give him a real push.
Overall thoughts, Omega?
It's a fascinating show to watch. Like, it's a really stacked card where everyone is kind of doing what you'd expect at a house show. It just happens to be a really, really long card. You know,
there's some fun to be had. There's some good spots in there. There's some good, you know, there's some good matches. The ladder match is great. You know, seeing a lot of returns in the Rumble was fun. Daniel Bryan was a fucking pinball. But no, like, overall, I think the show works for me.
And there you have it. That is the greatest Royal Rumble. Kinda.
In your house, greatest Royal Rumble.
When we come back, Backlash. Talk about it. What they got, the six matches, and the all-time greatest. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What do you see? The cult of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality.
Hey y'all, you wanna get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in me. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/CB Radio Live.
Thursday nights, the Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Are you going to say something about Wild Talk Radio or what?
I sure am. Every time we get a chance, we check this out. WildTalkRadio.com. You should too if you want to be on the inside.
This is Axe, and I'm Smash. Then you better listen to Wild Talk Radio, or we're going to kick your stinking teeth in.
WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, guys. We're back to talk Backlash. The show Joey Styles all those years ago was not good enough to call.
We're here. Never gonna live that down.
Never.
Oh
ever.
My goodness.
Here to talk about the six matches lined up for this next Sunday's Backlash show on the WWE Network, and we'll kick it off with the SmackDown Women's Championship. Carmella defends against Charlotte. Thoughts, Omega?
Considering what a character they've been using Carmella as lately, I'm curious if this can be a good match, because it's Charlotte, but she's not a miracle worker. I mean, character-wise, Carmella's been fine, you know, holding the money in the bank and trying to get her opportunity, but as a worker, she's just not keeping up. I'm not sure what to make of the match, because it just depends on how much Charlotte can carry her.
Mike, thoughts on the match?
I honestly want to see where this goes. And I just believe that it can go one or two ways. But I think that Carmella's going to do it.
So you're picking Carmella?
Yeah.
God, it would be such a sin. The one woman that could beat Asuka gets beaten by Carmella. Like, it's going to be a super shady finish.
So you're both going Carmella and Omega?
Unfortunately.
As he whispers it, yeah.
Sticking with the women, Nia Jax, Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship, Mike.
Nia is not, I repeat, is not losing that anytime soon.
You don't think?
I don't think Nia's going to lose it. If she's not over, if she's super over right now, and this was an amazing payoff, and just to see like how she did it, I really liked it. So, yeah, I'm gonna have to say Nia Jax retains.
Omega?
Oh yeah, there's no way Nia's losing it this fast, especially over who she just took the belt off of. Yeah, and again, Mike said it, she's really, really over right now. You don't want to kill that heat right away. You want her to have some new challengers before you take that belt off of her. No, Alexa's gonna get crushed here.
But she better hold on to her new enhancements then. Make sure they're safe.
Shock absorbers.
Yeah. Up next, Seth Rollins and The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship.
Seems like I just saw them wrestle for that title a few days ago.
That's how I'm feeling too.
But this is one-on-one.
Well, there's no ladders.
Seth Rollins. I don't think they're going to turn him into a transitional champion, I'm sorry.
Well, you also account for the fact that they're on opposite brands now.
That too.
So yeah, I don't think Seth can lose that title.
Unless for some strange reason they're going to put it back on Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
No. You're only option would be to give Jeff an interpromotional match, and there's no build for that right now. So, yeah.
Interpromotional usually don't have a lot of build-ups, too.
Yeah, like the only reason we're getting interpromotional here is because they're leftovers from, you know, the pre-shakeup.
And I would assume it's Jeff versus Randy if they both can make it to the ring together at the same time. And not
presume,
stop,
yes.
And not stop, anyway. Or you make a three-way with Shelton. But that's not official. So, both going Seth Rollins?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan, Big Cass. Mike, go first.
Daniel Bryan.
Nothing to that?
Daniel Bryan.
Omega?
Yeah, don't put down the guy who just came back. Which worked for either one of these guys, but Daniel Bryan just got a big feather in his cap, and it's Daniel Bryan. And Big Cass is supposed to be a big heel. So, what better way than, you know, putting the boots to, you know, everyone's hero. No, I think this one's Big Cass is a win.
Watch Twitter when that happens.
Oh, you're immediately going to make the top heel on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe. Omega.
This is just, I don't want it to be Roman, but it's going to be Roman. Like, it should be a decent match to Samoans that are going to wreck each other, but it's just a match of two dejected guys who failed to win championships on Friday. I'm just going to take it out on each other. No, it still feels like Roman's to win.
Mike?
I'm just going to... Wow, I can't believe it. I'm actually going to be the oddball and say Joe. I think what they're going to do is they're going to give Roman that... Oh, You don't. You got it. Oh, no, you don't. Oh, you got to be quicker than that.
I think they're going to do that tomorrow.
There you go. And last but not least, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, WWE Championship. If Shin don't win, we riot?
This is getting dragged out too long now.
Yeah, just give Shinsuke a damn title.
Shinsuke needs the win just to... Really, he needs to win the match just to save face and justify everything they've put behind him to this point. Like, I think the heel approach is a good thing to keep him fresh, but he really hasn't done much except come to the ring really, really cool.
Yeah, pretty much. So, Omega, who you going with?
I gotta go Shinsuke.
Mike, thoughts on who you going with?
AJ.
No, I'm sorry. Whoa, the devil.
Shinsuke. They need to hurry up and give Shinsuke the title.
Mike momentarily possessed there.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
He was confused with Fandango and Breeze and just sort of...
Stop it.
Name's on the screen, though.
So, there you go. More matches to be added. You, as always, go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork and enter our Pick'em Challenge. And there you go. Now, it's time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Hawk, Hollywood Hawk Hogan, Abdullah the Butcher.
Hollywood.
Why?
Because I never saw an entire crowd throw trash at Abdullah the Butcher. I never, you know, unfortunately, I've never seen Abdullah the Butcher change an entire wrestling federation around just by being a bad guy.
Okay, Mike.
I'm going to have to also say Hulk Hogan because it's like the biggest heel turn. Wrestling's hero has finally decided to be a bad guy. And just to see all that trash thrown at Hulk Hogan and just his promo was so amazing and it was so spot on at the right time. He turned heel at the right time. Just that moment turned him into a great heel.
Fucking Heenan.
But which side is he on?
What the hell, they'll pull the biggest twist in wrestling history and you pull that shit.
Up next, Token moves on, Samoa Joe, Bruiser Brody, Mike.
Oops. Oh, crap. Bruiser Brody, he was an asshole. Like, there's just nothing else to say. It's Samoa Joe, granted, yes, I will admit, you know, he's done some dirty stuff, but Bruiser Brody, when you have documentaries and stories, when you have Bruce Prichard, Jim Cornette, Bret Hart, when you and Jim Ross, when you have them talk about his work, yeah, bad. Not to mention, known fact, Bruiser Brody versus Texas Red. Look at that. If you don't know who Texas Red is, don't worry about it.
So, Bruiser Brody?
Bruiser Brody.
Omega? Bruiser Brody or Samoa Joe? Who you got?
That's actually a toss-up for me. I will admit, I heard legend of Bruiser Brody, but I know Samoa Joe much more directly.
Mm-hmm.
From what I know, Bruiser was, like, just legitimately just not pleasant to work with. Like, part of the fact that he's a good heel was the fact that he's kind of an ass.
He was a heel in real life.
Yeah. See, there's almost part of me that wants to go with Joe just because Joe can put that on. Because Joe's a dork. In real life, Joe is a geek.
Yeah, Joe's a dork. Yeah, he is.
So the fact that he can turn on and be this just like unstoppable killing machine, I think is a indication of not only being able to assume being a heel without it coming naturally without it being part of his natural personality. I find that to be a more impressive feat than just, you know, just not playing nice while you're at work, which is where the school of heel Bruiser comes from. So for that I'll go with Joe.
Guess it leaves me to break the tie, and I'll go Bruiser Brody. Play the Tim, because Tim would be mad, I think, if Bruiser lost. So go with that. Quote the Raven, nevermore against CM Punk. Omega.
Thankfully, this is an all-time thing. It was not like WWE heel or anything, because Punk works a great heel to throw his lifestyle in your face. Raven, I thought, was just a creepier heel in general. I thought he was more interesting to watch because he had this cult leader vibe to him way before Bray Wyatt. You know, he was the one, you know, he was the one punishing his faction for failing, and they still follow him. Like, he had that much control over the flock in his prime. You know, and it was a creepy bunch, you know, for WCW back then. It's like, they have nothing to do with the NWO or anything. We're fine on our own, you know, and they managed to work. Like, WWE fucked him up, but, sticking to his proper heel run in WCW, yeah, I have to go with Raven.
Mike.
I'm gonna have to say Raven, because, you know, at that time, it was the flock at their prime, and Raven just being the heel for and just leading it. You can't beat that. I'm sorry. Granted, CM Punk, you know, had the Straight Edge Society and the New Nexus, but it wasn't the flock. Granted, you know, CM Punk had a really good, nice, you know, mentality, personality for it, but Raven had the persona. He had that persona, and that's why I'm going with Raven.
Raven will move on, and our final match of the night goes to Jake Roberts, Owen Hart, Mike.
Yikes. Wow. Was not expecting that.
Well, you should go to WrestleTalkRadio.com, and you can see all the matchups, so you wouldn't expect everything.
No. It wasn't even that. It really kicked in. It's like, oh.
But that was just the shameless shill of a thing. Anyway.
Wow. Honestly, Jake the Snake. And Owen was a good heel. But I honestly couldn't take him seriously when he was a heel. The only time that... I can't even consider that a heel. I just think it was a sibling rivalry when he faced Brad at WrestleMania. That, to me, was probably like the only time that I can consider that. And... I just don't see Owen as, like, the heel, so... Excuse me. I'm gonna have to go with... Yeah. I'm sorry, it's just... Owen doesn't strike me as a heel.
But he was a heel 90% of his career?
The only time that I really, really paid attention to his quote-unquote heel tactics was when he was feuding with Brett. But to me, it wasn't even a feud. It wasn't even, like, a heel moment. It was more of a sibling rivalry. It was more of, oh, I'm the better brother. Who's gonna get the birthright? Who's gonna get the torch? Nation of Domination, to me, that wasn't even there. No, that was a good comedy sketch, but yeah.
Omega?
It's Owen by a mile here. So when you talk about his feud with Brett, it's not just the sibling rivalry. It's the night that Owen defeats Bret Hart. And then Brett goes on to win the WWF Championship that night, so he gets to hold it as a badge of honor that he's better than the world champion. That carried him for so long as a heel. And then you go in with his tag team, work with Yokozuna, and then, yes, the Nation. And if you'd never, like, if you hadn't seen Owen as a heel, like, you didn't hear how loud the Nugget chants were. The crowd loved to hate Owen. He was so good at working them up. Especially when Davey Boy Smith and Brett both went to WCW, and he was all on his own, and he was the Blackheart, the sole survivor, waving slammies in everyone's faces. So pompous about it. He was amazing. And Jake's a great heel too, but Owen had a way of being a heel and keeping himself fresh. He always had something to hold over your head as, you know, this is why I'm better than you. And that's a sign of a good heel when you can keep yourself fresh like that.
Yeah, Owen Hart, easy. Jake was good. Owen was so much better. He's such a slimeball at times in his heel run. Such a slimeball. Owen by a mile. And that's not discounting Jake.
No, Jake's fantastic.
Owen is just that good. So there you go. That is the all-time greatest. More matchups in 2 weeks, because next week we are live at 11 p.m. Eastern to review Backlash. Well, that'll do it for this show. Available now, The Rack Extra Reviews Timeless, Season 2, Episode 7, The Rack Extra Reviews The Royals, Episode 8 of Season 4. They're available now. Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11, 10pm Eastern. The Rack will not be live this week, but it'll stream at 10pm Eastern on Thursday night, but it'll be available on Thursday afternoon right here at wildtalkradio.com and rockradioshow.com. Remember, all shows at random times stream on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTR Live, or on our websites, wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com, cbradiolive.com. They all have the stream, so anytime they'll be randomly going on. So if you miss us live, you can catch us at any point. CB Radio is every Saturday night, midnight-ish, cbradiolive.com, cbradiolive on Facebook and the Twitter. Check out the Greater Than Great debate we did on sports mascots. This coming Saturday night is Cinco de Jobber.
Oh, God.
Because it's Cinco de Mayo, and Lone Jobber is going to do something, and you can figure where the Greater Than the Great debate is going. Yes, we are going there Saturday night. So, as mentioned, we'll be back next Sunday at Russell Talk Radio at 11 p.m. Eastern. Tim will be back leading the ship at WTR Sunday on the Facebook and the Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tim is at Flames Forums. You can tweet him hockey stuff or really bad dad jokes. Everyone should tweet Tim really bad dad jokes so he would understand what a really bad dad joke sounds like. Omega.
So, if you want to find out what I am usually up to on the internets, you can find me under the same name, unless you're over at Facebook, in which case you'll have to search for TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel, where I am constantly posting content for viewing pleasure. And then for the stuff YouTube does not like, it is located at tjomega.net.
So, on this YouTube channel of yours...
Yes.
Would you say you could see stuff that I've done with you, and Lindsay's done with you, and the intern's done with you?
You know, if you go there now, the latest video upload might be something that you and I and Lindsay and the intern all kind of collaborated on.
Hmm. Go check it out. YouTube.com/TJOmega. Also, find his eBay page and buy his stuff. Mike.
Well, for those of you that want to add...
You did.
Oh, bad mistake. I apologize.
I thought I unmuted myself. For those of you that want to add me, you can add me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. This week, I'm probably going to have to do what I was supposed to do last week. Yes, some Bryan Danielson footage. Because, you know, after the Royal Rumble, after the Greatest Royal Rumble, it's going to be like a list of people that he can take on. Also, if you want to see some all-female WWE 2K simulated wrestling, you can look up Dragon Honor Wrestling on Facebook. We actually have a show tomorrow. We'll give you time and details, and yeah.
Post it on the Twitter.
Will do.
There you go. This has been WTR Sunday Night Russell Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, on TuneIn Radio, just search Wild Talk Radio Network. So, for Mike and Omega, I'm Sorak. We'll see you next Sunday night. I have to keep my night straight. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.